your scriptures, turn to Luke 11 and Matthew 12. Be two parts. Luke 11, Matthew 12. All right. Remember now the announcements. This coming, we will not be having a Wednesday night service this week. All right. We're going to have a Tuesday night service. That way then the sisters can go their way and the brothers can go their way into the times off and everything. And, you know, we won't be tying up time, and that'll give us, we've got the extra time, for going. So, you know, we've got everything done. I'm sure everybody that's to be, going is, should be on the board, ready to go in every direction. The sister's going one way, the brother's going another way. So that's a good thing to do. We can hang on to that part of it, can't we? All right. Now remember then what we're doing. It will be Tuesday night will be the service. This coming Tuesday night will be the service instead of Wednesday. Okay. Now there's a brother from South America going to be speaking for us this coming Tuesday. So remember that, you know. All right. Then we'll be leaving out Wednesday. Everybody will be going in their different directions and all, and, you know, going and do it. All right. We leave out then on Wednesday, be coming back in on Saturday. And then this coming Sunday will be Brother Chris Long and Brother Ronnie Long will be ministering for us on that service there on the Sunday. So remember these. All right, we've got other announcements. I know that you are practicing and getting ready to, you know, handle everything. And is there any meeting? Nobody's special meeting this weekend, so everything's set. But sir, you know, if you're doing the practicing, you know, feel free to do and get everything ready, because we want to have a wonderful time when it comes around to our 50th. Anniversary. Amen. Will be coming up in the 4th of July. Amen. So we just thank God for that. Brother Forney will be with us on Saturday. And Brother Mike Altig will be with us on Sunday doing the services. And we'll be having a good time in the Lord, just celebrating the time. Amen. Together and being fellowshipping together. Anything else? Let's see. Tuesday night. Okay, we got everything announced. Okay. Luke 11 and Matthew 12. Father, we thank you for this day and your grace and love, and we thank you for the opportunity to be able to come together today and to, Lord, just sit down and relax for a little while and just listen to you and let you talk to us and guide us and keep us. And Father, we pray that you would just come among us in a mighty way today, save this, the lost, Lord, speak to the hearts of those who need you and come into healing powers and the virtues to take away the sicknesses and things that are among us and all. And we just commit it all to you, believing you that you'll take care of it. All things will be made well. We love you and we thank you. Bless the little bride around the world as she endeavors for you. Bless those that are not here because of sicknesses and things, Lord, and just touch each one. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Luke 11, starting with 29. Now watch, I want to use these two scriptures. They're saying the same thing, but I want you to pick up how it's handled and what is going with it, and you'll see it all tie together. And when the people were gathered to get thick together, he began to say, now, this is Jesus speaking to the people, the multitude, all right? This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas the prophet. Whereas Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation, all right? Now, watch. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and a greater than Solomon is here. And the men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Okay. Now just watch the point now and listen to what's said. Go to Matthew now, 12:38. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. And he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now I want to just take a thought, you know, and talk about a little bit about tying the Son of Man, the Jonas, and the thing, because, you know, there's an argument, there always has been arguments about the when it would be 3 days and 3 nights and all of the heart of the earth and the things like that that would be. And, you know, they've argued over that point all the way down through time. But the scripture is plain in stating it that the prophet Jonas, all right, and it describes that Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, all right. Now, then it said, and so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. All right? So then there's no problem of understanding if we just look at it with simple sense and ideas of thoughts and see that Jonas would be 3 days and 3 nights and the Son of Man would be 3 days and 3 nights. All right? And see, like I said, the argument is being that he was crucified here and resurrected here and he'd done this and that and the other. And they try to put together all of the things. But just think about it. It's not dealing necessarily with 3 days. You know, they're there. Jonas was in the whale's belly for 3 days. All right. Jesus was in the heart of the earth, or that part in the doing of the of his part of the Son of Man, and for 3 days and 3 nights. Like I said, then you argue this and you argue that. Well, why argue? Think about what it's talking about. All right? Now, Jonas was in the whale's belly for 3 days and 3 nights. All right? And then he raised, come out. All right, the Lord Jesus Christ was 3 days and 3 nights, and then he came out of the grave. All right? So then it's not to argue how many days of what this is. Well, that's 3 days. They want to say he was crucified Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hung around, come up Sunday morning, and this, that, and the other. There's arguments backwards and forth. But why talk about that? Why not think about what is being said? What was Jonas? All right. The 3 days and the 3 nights of Jonas was the sign of the resurrection. Amen. And that's what they ask. Amen. They ask about the resurrection. You know, the sign. Give us a sign. He said, all right, I'll give you the sign. Jonas was the sign of the resurrection. Not necessarily had to be 3 days, 3 nights. That's fine. You don't get the point. Don't put it all out. But think about it. You're talking about the resurrection instead of 3 days and 3 nights. Because that's what is dealing with Jonas. Jonas raised. He come out. All right. Resurrection. All right. See, the Lord Jesus was crucified, put in and came out. resurrection. All right? Now, Jonas being the sign of the resurrection, see? Now, keep that thought in your mind. Jonas would be the sign of the resurrection. All right? Then the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, would be the sign of the resurrection in his part. Now, listen to what I'm saying. So then, who is this Son of Man? You said, well, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, you know. All right? We got many, you could go through many, many lengthy ways of approaching and talking about. But remember, the Son of Man, Jonas was a type, right? For the resurrection.
Amen.
The Son of Man was the type of the resurrection.
Amen.
All right? Now, who is this Son of Man? He's the resurrection.
Amen.
Okay. Keep it to the simple point of thinking about it. See, Jesus was the same as Jonas. And don't argue about trying to figure out what this day is and what that day is. Think about what it means. Jonas was a sign to the people at Nineveh.
Amen.
All right. A sign of the resurrection. Okay? Sign of the resurrection. Now, Jesus was the Son of Man. He was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and then he raised up. The sign of the resurrection. All right. Now remember the son of the, remember Jonas. Now get what I'm saying. Jonas is a sign of the resurrection. Jesus is a sign of the resurrection. All right. As I said, there's no need in you arguing over this. We're firm believer. We know what it is. Because if you take it and put it in there correctly, you'll come out to the right dates anyway.
Amen.
That Jesus was crucified on Friday afternoon, resurrected early Sunday morning,
right.
Making 3 days and three nights. All right. You can fuss about that, but the main thing is I want you to talk about, or to us to think about, resurrection.
Amen.
Resurrection. Forgive me. Coughing gets me in this time of the year. All right. Now, to the Ninevites, they saw a man walk out. Right? Out of the whale's belly. All right. Which would be the sign of the resurrection. The Lord Jesus Christ walked out of the tomb. The sign of the resurrection. All right? Now, who is this Son of Man then? He's the sign of the resurrection.
Amen.
And once you get that, we'll continue on the thought. Excuse me. The Son of Man is the sign of the resurrection.
Yep.
All right? Now, do you believe that?
Amen.
Because that's what he was. He was that. Let's go into Scripture and see if that's true.
Amen.
All right, go ahead with number one on your notes, which would be from John. And let's look at this for a minute. Let's think about this resurrection, because my main point is to get you to see one thing. Jesus, when he says this, watch, he says, I am the resurrection. Who's the resurrection? The I am.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
The I am is the resurrection sign.
Amen.
That's what I want you to get, because you can argue about what dates and times and seasons all day long. It won't get you nowhere. But get what the Son of Man is. Because this is the day when the Son of Man
Amen.
Was to be revealed.
Amen.
It's the day you and I are living in.
Amen.
Well, what are you looking for, the Son of Man to be revealed? I'm looking for a resurrection.
Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
Resurrection comes before rapture.
Yep, absolutely.
Wade preached another night on it. Resurrection comes before rapture.
Mm,
All right? And see, that resurrection then, it's got to be in this day, in this hour that we're living.
That's right. Amen.
So then look what happened in this day. Here comes a prophet, right?
Amen.
Which would be to you and I a revealing of the word made known into our heart.
Amen.
And life. The sign, our resurrection sign. This prophet had the resurrection sign.
Amen.
Now watch what I'm talking about. It wasn't necessarily totally just the gifts and signs and wonders. That's part of it. But he was bringing us the word. Now the word is the resurrection. Come on. The word is the resurrection because, see, we got to be raised out of history. Raised from denominationalism,
yes,
and raised into all that. And to do that, then we must follow into the resurrection. So look what happened here. And many of the Jews, John 11, and many of the Jews come to Martha and to Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Because you know what had happened. Lazarus had died. Jesus was away. He kept going on away, further away. You know. And then he finally turned and come back. Now when he comes back, then Martha and Mary's to meeting him and he's concerned. But get what he's doing. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now look at her point. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee.
Right.
All right. She made her commitment. She believes that whatever he says is going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens is going to be. All right. Now watch. Jesus answered unto her, thy brother shall rise again. All right. There was an argument among the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Basically, the point is that the Sadducees didn't believe in a complete resurrection like the Pharisees believed in it. You know, they kind of had an argument backwards and forth. Now, don't get me wrong and take it in the wrong direction. The Sadducees, we've made fun of them, you know, because we said, well, they were the sad, you see, because they didn't believe in the resurrection. But now they did.
Right.
They believed in the resurrection, but they didn't believe it like the Pharisees.
Right.
The Pharisees had their concept of the resurrection. The Sadducees had their concept of it. All right? It's not that they didn't believe in the resurrection. Get the point. Huh? Not if they didn't believe in the resurrection. They believed in it. But they didn't have it in the correct way. So we'd say that more or less the Sadducees would have a little different point and would be doubting things to happen in a certain way. Whereas the Pharisees had it figured out that it's going to take place this is going to take place, and it'll be a resurrection. All right, but look, Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Because basically everybody believes, that's what I said, if that come down, see, you may have picked up that doctrine through the issues in your denominationalism, because in the Baptist they believed basically that you had to, Sadducees was sad because they didn't believe in the resurrection. Pharisees was happy because they were, you know, they believed in it. But both of them believed in the resurrection. It's just the way they were looking at it. See, now watch what happened to give you understanding. What happened with Job? See, Job said, I know. He come to a position or a place that he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. All right? See, he was looking at the resurrection. Job was looking at the resurrection. Because he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Amen. And in the last days, he'll appear.
Amen.
Well, all right. Now follow the point then. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, now what was she looking forward to? She wasn't looking, listen, she wasn't looking as a point that he would raise right there,
yep.
But yet she made her commitment that whatever you do or say, it will take place. But yet her whole anchor was based upon just that point that whatever he would say. And she didn't see the resurrection standing there.
That's right.
Come on. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
Who is the resurrection? The I am. Who's the I am?
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man,
Amen.
The God of glory.
Amen.
He was describing to her, he said, she was looking and said, sure, my brother will rise in the resurrection.
Yeah.
Job, see, in his early part of his life, that's what he had. Sure, one of these days it's going to be, because he was very smart, very intelligent. But then one day something rung a bell in the man's life, and he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Then he's here right now. But look at what was all taking place. He was losing his wife, his kids. He was losing his cattle. He was losing his way. We were talking about a while ago. What was taking place? All of that was going on.
Amen. Right.
Yeah, but he set his mind to one thing.
Yes, he did. Amen.
He said, I know my Redeemer knoweth.
Right.
Now, that word know there is not to just say I know, because you can say I know and you're just guessing.
Amen.
You know, you're just guessing at what's taking place.
Amen.
But if you really know. And Job had reached that point, see, that he knowed that there was going to be a resurrection.
Yes, he did.
All right. Now, do you believe that?
Amen.
Are you set on that? Do you know there's going to be a resurrection?
Yes, sir. Yes, right.
Because, see, we're not dealing with whether or not it's 3 days or 4 hours or 6 hours or whatever. Everybody's arguing about, you know, what happens in the resurrection and things. She said, I know that if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But said, even now, I believe that whatever you say, that'll be it. Now watch him anchor it then. What did he say? Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection. She was looking for a resurrection of Lazarus, right? That's what she wanted. And she believed that whatever he would say would take place. And he said, I am the resurrection. See? Now listen. This is something that's going to strike some, and some it'll ring a good bell, but listen. See, the I am is the resurrection.
Amen.
The I am is the Son of Man.
Amen. That's right.
The Son of Man is the resurrection sign.
Amen.
The sign of the Son of Man, the scripture would call it. We may not get that far, but if we don't, we'll pick it up later. Even in the last days, see, that's what it's to be. Brother Branham had the resurrection sign.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
The dead was raised. Sick was healed of all things.
Amen.
But he had the sign of the resurrection. Because he was known to be the Son of Man. Who did man say, I the Son of Man am? Now, come on, we know the story. Brother Branham's not the Son of Man. Come on, don't go to sleep on me in that way. Just keep it in the right order. Get it like Martha got it. Get what she got. Because when it finished up, she saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. She's saying to him, I believe you are the Christ. Because listen, what he's saying to her, see, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Yep.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
See, he's asking her, does she believe him?
Right.
I'm asking you, do we believe him?
Amen. Sir. Amen.
See, we're in a special age, a special time, a special part. We're not like in the church ages that is coming down that would be the Son of God. Right? Son of God through the seven church ages.
Right.
But in the last church ages to come back to be the Son of Man.
Amen. That's right.
Not Brother Branham as a God or Son of Man. It's the Son of Man, the Word.
Right.
And there he stood. And she said, if you'd have just, you know, if you'd have just been here. So I believe you. I've walked with you all of these years. I believe what you taught. He said, yeah, but do you see one thing? He said, you're looking for a resurrection. That's what she was desiring, right? But he said, I'm not looking for a resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection.
Right.
He said, I'm the resurrection itself.
Right.
If you believe these things. Right?
Yep.
The resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Right.
Come on. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? See, we're in the days of the Son of Man, right? We're in the day when the Son of Man would be revealed. We can go on over because it takes it on through into the Scriptures and go on later. We'll pick it up to go on into, you know, after we get out of here. After we leave out of here, the great sign of the Son of Man will appear back on earth again, right?
Yeah, right.
But hey, folks, we've already had the sign of the Son of Man.
That's right. Amen.
That's not Brother Branham being God.
No,
it's the sign of the Son of Man.
Amen. Yes.
Because it's the resurrection sign.
Amen.
Come on, do you believe that? It's the resurrection sign. I'm sorry for saying things in the wrong way, maybe. But listen, when I was in the Baptist, we talked about Jesus being the resurrection. We didn't understand the Son of Man. We didn't understand the coming forth into the last days that would happen and be that way because we didn't have it in our comprehension. It had never been taught to us. But we talked about it. I remember some ministers' meetings and the things after coming on into the message. We were having a ministers' meeting in a place and somebody struck out on the resurrection. I just asked them. I said, the Son of Man's the resurrection. I said, that's the resurrection sign. Brother Branham had the resurrection sign.
Yes.
Nobody could do as he said. What did he say? Bring me 15 of your worst cases and I'll guarantee you healing for every one of them. Where was anybody could say that? The only that was the one that could say it was the Son of Man. Dwelling in a Son of Man. Making manifest the Word of God. Do you understand? I remember that day when I was talking like this yesterday. And it's talking about, I said, don't y'all understand? I said, Brother Branham had the resurrection sign. I said he had the resurrection sign in his life. Death was called forth, challenged and defeated. Because he could say, not him himself, but he could say, the ministry that I have to you is the resurrection. You realize how wonderful that is to think about?
Amen.
We're not in the days of the Son of God when he would be dealing with that in the church ages. We're in the age of the Son of Man.
Amen.
There is your Son of Man coming forth, which is Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30, Revelation 10, 7. All of those scriptures coming forth.
Amen.
He could say, if you believe, if you believe, the prophet could say it.
Amen.
If you believe. All right. Let's pick up a little bit and read some. But you understand? Jesus said to her, she said to him, if you'd have just been here, but yet still, I believe you.
Yeah,
exactly right. Yep. He said, all right. He said, let's see if you believe this. He said, I am the resurrection. The I am is the Almighty God. Not the prophet of God. The I am is Almighty God in human flesh. See, why look for the resurrection when we have the resurrection among us?
Amen.
Right? Go ahead to number two, brothers, and let's pick up a few of these thoughts. Just let the prophet answer it in the way. From the message, greater than Solomon is here. I didn't want to start preaching. I said in this meeting I was going to stand here and talk about divine healing. All right, let's go back in. All right. Divine healing. All right, let's go back to, all right, a wicked and an adulterous generation seeketh after signs. They will receive the sign. Listen. Now, it doesn't mean they will receive the sign. It means the sign will come to them. They don't receive it because the denominations ain't going to receive the sign of the Son of Man. Only the born-again believers of this message can receive the sign of the Son of Man. Are you with me? That's how straight I am about it. Only the born-again believer can come forth to understand. Only the born-again believer can see that Jesus could stand there and say, I am the resurrection and the life, if you just believe it. So listen. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after signs, and they will receive the sign of Jonas. Now watch it. Now Jonas laid in the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights. So must the Son of Man lay in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. Then listen. Bring it to yourself. It may be a little light on the scripture. It may be something, but it's in the scripture. The sign of Jonas would be the sign of the resurrection. Maybe when I started a while ago, you wouldn't follow that right. I would follow it now. The sign of Jonas would be the sign of the resurrection. He was in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights, and he resurrected.
Amen.
All right. The wicked and adulterous generation that's seeking a sign will get a sign of the resurrection. Now, take it to our day and our time. Some of you were there and saw the sign of the Son of Man. You saw actually the life, the things of the sign of the Son of Man. And what was that? God dealing through a prophet to try to bring us the word. Because Son of Man then would go and you get your concordance and run it through and check how many times in the Old Testament that it speaks of the Son of Man. What was the Son of Man? Word to the people.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Come on. Look at number 3. The third Exodus. So that's the way it is again today. God is calling his elect people, and they are elected now, and now they are elected for what? What are you elected for?
Yep.
He said you are elected for a resurrection.
Right.
And what kind of a sign is he showing them?
That's right.
What kind of a sign comes to this last day generation?
Yeah, right.
Who was it, the man that... They preached the funeral, and he said, we've seen God walk among us.
Amen.
The sign of the Son of Man.
Amen.
The resurrection sign. God is calling his elected people. They are elected now, and they are elected for what? For a resurrection. And what kind of a sign is he showing them? Resurrection sign. What was he showing them then? A delivering sign to deliver them from the bondage, a sign of power that would shut the heavens or could black the skies.
Right.
And now he's showing this power of the resurrection of his son living among them to resurrect them from the grave and graveyard that we're living in, that we're in.
Yeah.
To the land that he's promised to us.
Yep.
Resurrection sign.
Yep.
Calling out of spiritual Egypt. In Babylon.
Yep.
Resurrection sign.
Amen.
How happy you and I should be.
Amen.
To consider the fact that we've had an opportunity.
Yep.
And I said, some of you were there. When it was taking place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You saw the dead raised. You saw the sick healed. You saw the word being revealed. Well, shouldn't we be to the basis then of then, at least like Martha?
Yeah.
Lord, if you'd have just been here, my brother wouldn't have died. She said, I believe this. I believe it. I believe, yeah, there'll be a resurrection. Yes, he's going to raise one of these days. After 4,000 years, 6,000 years or something, he's going to raise. But he said, listen, what are you looking so far off? Why were you trying to figure it out? Said you're doing no more than an argument of whether it was 3 days, 4 days, or whatever. Do you understand that was split among the denominations of whether Jesus was crucified? One of them says that he was crucified on Thursday, and then had to go and had to hang around, raised late Saturday afternoon, and had to make it fit, and had to come forth and be able to be raised on, you know, fourth and appeared on Sunday morning. Well, see, your prophet come in and said he was crucified on Friday.
Yep, right.
Now, do you believe it?
Amen.
He was crucified on Friday.
Yep.
And the Bible said he was raised early the first day of the week. He didn't have to hang around. He was busy. He was down in hell getting all of that taken care of and bumping the devil around and doing all the things and showing. And then he come forth in a resurrection. What about you and me? We could at least be like Mary that would say, yes, Lord, I believe if you'd have just been here. But even now, I still have an understanding of you that if you'll just call for it. He said, I don't have to call. He said, I'm the resurrection myself.
He
said, if you just believe that,
That's right.
Everything would be taken care of.
Amen.
All of your sicknesses, heartaches, and troubles are taken care of. If you can believe that you can stand and believe and say that he is the resurrection.
Amen.
And that prophet brought this word unto us. The sign of the Son of Man, the sign of the resurrection is what I'm getting at. He had the sign of the Son of Man, right?
That's right.
Because he could call forth and the dead was raised, sick, healed. Sign of the Son of Man. That's the resurrection sign.
Amen.
That's the sign we all need.
Yep.
It's to realize what's taking place.
Right. Amen.
All right, go ahead to the next one. What kind of a sign would a wicked and an adulterous generation find out? The resurrection sign.
Yep.
And that's what we are promised today.
Right.
The resurrection sign that he is still alive. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, as it was in the days of Lot, as we went through it last night, in the days of Lot, what happened in the days of Lot? So would it be at the coming of the Son of Man?
Right.
These things we are promised. Many more scriptures to keep from taking, you know, taking up time. A little while in the world seeth, won't see me no more. Cosmos. Because what is over? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You and I should be the happiest people to ever could be thought of because we've seen. Even though I didn't, was not there. So I said some of you were there. The Bible says, you know, talking about it, and says, and some are still alive among us. There's some still sitting here today alive among us that saw these things. You saw the sign of the Son of Man. But come on, what did you see? The resurrection.
Amen. Right.
Amen. He said, "What? Who is this Son of Man? In the beginning was the Word is with God, and the Word was God.
That's, right. Right.
That's what your prophet said. The sign of the Son of Man.
Amen.
God living among mankind. Go ahead to the next. Voice of the signs. Look, Jonah the prophet, look at that sign. He was on his road to Tarshish, started to go to Nineveh and took a road to Tarshish. Many condemned Jonah, and Jonah don't deserve to be condemned. He was a prophet. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Jump on down then. Notice he said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, it was to be a sign. So must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. And a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And there shall be no sign given them from God. Now do you follow what I was saying a while ago? It's for them, but they won't receive it. They won't accept it as coming from God.
Amen.
Come on. There shall be no sign given them from God. Remember, but the sign of Jonas. What is Jonas' sign? The resurrection. And this is that Sodom generation, adulterous, spiritual adultery and all what. They'll get it.
Amen.
The sign of the resurrection.
That's right.
See, people are not listening. Do you realize what's going to happen very quickly? Do you realize that time is running out?
Amen.
You realize something's got to take place?
Amen.
I'm not a doomsday preacher. Never been that. I've always preached. But I've always preached to you not a future thing or a past thing. I've always preached to you about present tense.
Amen.
Because to me, the present tense is the resurrection.
Amen.
When he said, I am the resurrection, he was standing there present tense.
Amen.
He wasn't talking to the future or what had happened with Lazarus.
Nope.
The sign of the Son of Man.
Amen.
Is the resurrection sign.
Amen. Yep,
okay. Continue on. Voice of the sign, the next one. Excuse me, identification. But now what somebody of us says, could Jesus be in Birmingham then tonight? Yes, sir. They promised he would. How would he be here? In the form of what? The Holy Spirit. That's what he is, same yesterday, today, and forever. He's in the form of the Holy Spirit. Now, I wish I had time to inject one more thought here, but I probably won't. But let me get it. It's just quick. Will you? Will you suffer with me for a few minutes? I don't want to keep you too late and miss your buses. Listen. Jesus said in St. Luke, the 16th chapter, or 17th chapter, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Did he say that? Congregation, what? What? Right along in there, he was reading the same Bible. Watch the setting of Lot and what a sinful nation it was. But what a sinful place. Look what we're in today. Look, what did he say? A sinful generation is going to seek after signs and wonder what are they going to get? Save time reading. Roll it up. Look. Son of Man, the resurrection sign.
Yep.
This adulterous generation would receive
yep.
the resurrection sign.
Yep.
But Brother Branham, you're saying they're going to receive it. Not receive it as a for themselves.
No.
But the little bride will receive it for herself.
Amen.
Thank God for the resurrection sign. In this last days, the resurrection sign. Is coming forth.
Amen.
Some still here that was there when he was here. And saw the great things. Some are now saying. It won't be long. I'm not a doomsday. I'm not a person that just throws out all these things. But listen, Son of Man, the resurrection sign this adulterous generation would receive it. They won't receive it as a redemptive. Get what he's saying? They don't receive it as a redemptive form. They receive it as the basis that they were glad to have the prophet among them. They were glad to have the Lord Jesus among them when he was walking on the shores of Galilee, feeding the sick, you know, healing the sick, feeding the people, and doing all the things. They were glad to have that, but yet they didn't go on with it.
Amen.
Do you understand what he's saying? This end time is to receive the resurrection sign, but they won't take it. You think they're going to turn down their churches and things and take this message of the hour? No. No, they won't do it.
Nope.
Why? Because they're not set for that, but the bride is.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And I keep saying, at least we could be like Martha to say, Lord, I know even now that whatever you say, well, you know, I've preached for 50 years. And my whole thought for the 50 years that I've been preaching has been one thing. Because your prophet has once said it. That the bride of Jesus Christ would be the Son of Man. Now, how many more services do you need on that? That the bride of Jesus Christ would be the Son of Man. The Lord Jesus Christ upon earth in human flesh again. There's your resurrection. There's the sign that I'm looking for. It's for me and you to come to a basis that we can believe it and stand on it. And then no matter what takes place, we just say, okay. Let me be like Martha. Let me at least say, well, Lord, I can believe you. The sign of the resurrection is given to the church in the last days. Pull that one up, number 6. Queen of Sheba. All right, drop down about the middle. But the resurrection will be the sign, and the resurrection sign is given to the church in this last days. The angel of the Holy Spirit in the meetings, showing the same thing, doing the same thing across the country, across the nation, proving that Jesus Christ has raised from the dead just the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the generation that will receive it. Who? Those who believe it. Those who believe it. Those who can accept that this end time message was the resurrection message. Come on. The opening of the word is the resurrection message. Are you following me? Trying to get it to a life point. The resurrection sign is the sign of the Son of Man. The sign of the Son of Man is the word revealed in human flesh. Dwelling in a bride. Dwelling in you. But do you believe it? Well, I've never heard it, maybe. I've never considered their thoughts. What kind of a sign would this wicked and adulterous generation? The sign of the Son of Man. That's what we find now. Christ alive among us, the sign of the resurrection.
Amen.
What do we need anything else?
That's right.
Yeah, but if I just seen this, if I just seen that, I'd believe it. Mm-hmm. Believe what?
That's right.
As I keep saying, at least we could say Martha. You know, Martha says, Lord, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I believe what you're saying. Well, can we take the message, the prophet's message, and just say, Lord, I believe it.
Amen.
Because that is the resurrection message.
Amen. Right.
What is that he lives?
Amen.
Now, come on. What is the resurrection? We're finishing up. Musicians, come on. What is it? Jesus standing there, raised from the dead. Standing among the people, the great I am, the Lord Jesus Christ, and saying, I am the resurrection and the life. We don't have to look for something that's already here. The prophet's message has brought us to these things. When are we going to believe it that way? What kind of a sign? The sign of the resurrection. Do you believe the sick has been healed among us? Do you believe the dead has been raised?
Amen.
I'm talking about here in Lula. A lot of you are sitting here today because you believe the word of God. And God come down and healed you. Right? The resurrection sign is here. The sign of the Son of Man. What is the sign of the Son of Man? I am the resurrection and the life. The Word is the Son of Man. Do you follow me? The revealed Word is the sign of the Son of Man.
Amen.
You realize when you're studying this prophet's message and reading what he says? That's the sign of the Son of Man.
Amen.
But do we believe it?
Amen.
So finish it up with one thing. The Son of Man is the resurrection sign. The prophet of God had that resurrection sign.
Yes.
He was not the Son of Man. No, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Man.
Amen.
But he was a Son of Man.
Amen.
That the Son of Man could come down and live in and speak out. And call for the dead to be raised, the sick to be healed, all manner of things. And say, I am the resurrection. Can you believe it? Can you believe that the resurrection is inside of you?
Yes, amen.
Was that what the prophet said?
That's right.
That it's in you, it's in your spirit, it's in you.
Amen.
The resurrection, let's stand. Think on these things. What is the Son of Man, Brother Dale? What are you talking about? The resurrection sign. The resurrection sign. That prophet had the word of God for the age that we're living. We don't have to look for something else. It's already here. 1,200 sermons. Don't you think the people back in the days of Martin Luther that maybe had one or two books that they had put out, John Wesley maybe one or two, just a book or two, what about this message? 1,300 sermons declaring that the Son of Man is here. Is here.
His name again, he is here.
The sign of the Son of Man is the resurrection sign.
Here
we are. message of the resurrection to the Jews.
Again.
Great God that dwells in their hearts will one day walk in the land of Israel to bring the message again to them. Lord, that you just understand us. We've tried to do a little bit of everything, Lord, to get to the right place and reading and studying and picking up these thoughts here and yonder, Lord, from the prophet to try to talk about you, Lord, because you are the resurrection. You're the life. Father, just come among us in a mighty way and touch the sick. There's many sicknesses and things among us, Lord, and just deliver each one because that is your resurrection sign. We believe you and we thank you. Guide us now as we go eat a natural meal. Bring us back together this afternoon for Wade to minister unto us. And Lord, then the brother to come Tuesday and be with us and minister for us. And Lord, and then these brothers coming for the next weekend and all. We just thank you that you'd give an opportunity that we'd be able to receive thy word and hear it brought forth by the hands of your people. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. You're dismissed.
Holy, holy, I will.